Hello, Joseph.
Hi. I have something here I think you might be interested in, Michael.
I'm very excited for this because you never get this excited this early in the morning.
No, I know. I never do. Here, let me play it right here and see if you can... I don't know if this is going to work.
All right.
Hey, Cowhead, this is Dumb Dumb Roy. You can give me a call back at 727.
Oh! Why did she call you? Hold on, I got to turn your mic back on.
I imagine she just typed in innovator in Google. In my
probably.
Did she have your number for some reason? Didn't she have your number?
Yeah, she did have my number.
I don't know. She must have. Maybe she found it on LinkedIn or maybe on the on one of the websites. I don't know.
Really think Dumb Dumb Lori Googled anything in her life?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can't explain how she would have my number.
I know how she had it. She used a payphone and she goes, dialed zero and she goes, I want to talk to Cowhead. And they said, we have a listing for Cowhead Media.
You might be right.
There you go.
You might be right. Oh, my God.
She did call you Cowhead in the, if you heard that.
Yeah. Well, I doubt she's up to speed on the name change from 2 years ago.
Right.
For those of you who don't know, Dumb Dumb Lori was one of my favorite callers to the show.
Right.
She called the same day on the show as Warlock Melissa.
Yes.
It was like we had struck gold that day. And Dumb Dumb Lori would call in every day for Dumb Dumb Lori's daily quiz.
Yeah.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Who lives in a trailer and missing her teeth? Dumb Dumb Lori. His government checks, has problems with speech. Dumb Dumb Lori. Crazy ass restarts is something you wish. Dumb Dumb Lori. Looks like a dog and smells like a fish. Dumb Dumb Lori. Dumb Dumb Lori. Dumb Dumb Lori. Dumb Dumb Lori.
Oh, my God. I wish we had one of those old Dumb Dumb Lori daily quizzes to play.
By the way, my favorite line out of that is, looks like a dog and smells like a fish.
Do you have any of those?
If you're describing somebody, that is the way to go. I can see if I do. I have the...
Every day we would ask you three questions, and she would call in, and we'd have them ready to go, and there'd be two of the easiest questions. And then one really hard one, and she could never get all three of them, and it was great. She failed every day, but we also bought her new teeth. She had a boyfriend we used to call Dum Dum Garfunkel.
I have the Dum Dum Thanksgiving prayer.
Oh, all right, let's hear that.
Best of Moby Dick, thank you for our food. Thank you for serving our food. Thank you for the whole Thanksgiving that Cal has given me, and hopefully he'll keep doing what he's doing with me, you know what I'm saying, and all that. All right, thank you.
Didn't she say that Thanksgiving had something to do with Moby Dick?
Yeah, she said it right in the beginning there. She said, thank you, Moby Dick.
Thanks to Moby Dick, guys.
Thanks to Moby Dick.
Because we asked her to explain what Thanksgiving was about. It was something about a boat and a whale. And I go, are you talking about Moby Dick? And she said, yeah, I don't know. She had no idea.
But you know who you are to her, right?
No.
Cowhead's my best friend.
Oh, best friend.
Yeah.
Wow, I missed Dumb Dumb Lori. So we have her phone number?
We have her phone number.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know I have tons of video of going to the trailer.
But, oh, yeah.
Anthony was there. Spanish was there when we went and did that. And X-Pac was
Dino.
Along. I mean,
we sent X-Pac along because the rumor was that she stopped calling the show and she stopped returning our calls. But this is after we bought her new teeth and all this stuff and Thanksgiving dinner. And then we sent X-Pac over there because the rumor was that they were back on the drugs. And since he was clean, he was like our drug sniffer.
Right.
And he went over there.
The third time we'd gone there.
Right.
Yeah. It got really kind of scary.
Right, because they really were on the drugs.
Didn't we get her a bike, too?
Yeah. We got her a bike.
Yeah.
And the first time we sent Dinah there unannounced, we went in there and found all the bacteria in the refrigerator, mold and all that.
We
got them Thanksgiving dinner in November, and then like in January, they still had it in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Well, I think we don't know that Dumb Dumb Garfunkel we heard was beating her up and told her she wasn't allowed to talk to us anymore. And that's when we stopped hearing from her.
So maybe something happened.
Yeah, so usually when Dumb Dumb Garfunkel's out of the picture, she calls us back. Carmen, do you have her number over there?
Yeah.
Can we give her a call? Oh, I hope she answers. I know we're going to wake her up. Oh, I don't know. She might be binging. She might have pulled an all-nighter. Is there a chance somebody pranked?
No, Joey? Not with that voice.
No, that was her.
Yeah.
That was 100%.
All right, call her up, Carmen. Let's get Dumb Dumb Lori on the show. I'm so excited.
Dumb Dumb Wally.
She's my best win.
By the way, that one over at Aquatica drops you 80 feet.
Oh, my God.
80 feet. Yeah.
That's so...
Oh, man. my God.
Oh, my God.
What line? Dum Dum Lori?
Yeah.
Hi, my best friend. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
What have you been up to? We haven't heard from you in such a long time.
Well, I got cancer. I'm going through radiation and chemo.
Oh my gosh. How did that happen?
Yeah. I don't know. It just happened.
Mold, you think?
I'm busy with that.
Where are you living now?
Up on here on 46th Avenue.
Are you still with Dum Dum Garfunkel?
No.
Oh, you guys broke up?
Well, he went his way and I went my way.
What happened? Yeah. Say that again?
He went his way and I went my way.
Oh, you just, you parted ways.
Was his way towards jail?
Well, he was in jail at first, but then he got out, and then I don't know where he went to. I don't know where he's at now. So.
Now, back when you stopped talking to me, I was worried that he was hitting you. Did he ever hit you?
No.
All right. Were you guys doing? Was he doing drugs?
No.
Oh.
He was just being mad.
I got you. Well, you have a new boyfriend yet?
I'm working on it.
Oh, good. Maybe we could do a dating game.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Lori, are you living by yourself now, or do you have somebody there with you?
I have a couple people living with me right now.
Okay, like a little commune?
Yeah, well, the guy who's living here now, he's not here, but there's another guy here.
Where is he at 8 o'clock in the morning? Is he out working, I assume?
No, he'd be working a little while, probably.
Well, how did you track us down? Joey from Bone TV, you actually called his cell phone.
Yeah, I have you on paper and everything, but I lost the paper and I was just going through my phone and saying Cowhead, a number, and it showed me that number, and obviously you guys didn't answer, so I guess that was the number they called me back from or something. They called me back, so I've been looking at my videos. I watched my video of me.
Yeah.
Medicine man.
Man, I'm so happy that you called us. We haven't talked to you in so long. I thought you didn't like me anymore.
No, I ain't. I've just been busy going through my chemo and radiation.
Yeah, so how bad is the cancer? How far along?
It's not that far. It's not bad. At least I caught it in time.
Oh, good.
I got to go through my chemo for a while, but my radiation is September 16th. I'll be off that.
The good news is I think the radiation kills everything, like lice and everything.
Right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's good.
So I'm pretty much going through all that, and it's going to cure everything, and after that, I'll be curable of cancer.
How are we doing with the teeth? Because I believe at one point you had lost the teeth that we got you, or something.
Yeah, well, I still got my teeth. I ain't got them, but I got more teeth now.
Oh, you got newer teeth?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I got the top in right now because the bottom teeth are at a friend's house. I could go get them whenever I can.
You left your teeth at a friend's house?
Well, yeah, because we had to move, so, and they just got left there.
So are you living in a trailer or a house?
Yeah, we're living in a trailer on 46th Avenue.
All right. Well, good. That's good to know. I mean, I'm glad you called. I'm glad to have you back on the show.
Well, that's why I came calling for it. You guys know I'm back and everything. I've just been busy.
If you would have died from cancer, I would have been very upset if I read about that in the paper.
Yeah, I would have been too.
Well, you know what we have to do since you called.
Oh, God.
Dum Dum Lori Daily Quiz. Here we go.
Dum Dum Lori's Daily Quiz. Dum Dum. Dum Dum. Dum Dum Lori's Daily Quiz. She'll get it wrong.
Are you ready?
No, I'm still out of state, but go ahead.
Dum Dum Lori. Who is the current Democratic nominee for President of the United States?
Very sure to Obama.
Obama?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, that's incorrect, but you still have two chances. Dum Dum Lori, question number two. Who is the current Republican nominee for President of the United States?
Oh, man, I'm
going to have to say
Cowhead.
It's not Cowhead.
Hillary.
Hillary Clinton?
Mm-hmm.
That is...
Answer,
uh, That's also incorrect. Let's make the last one a little easier. Who is the current vice president of the United States? Going on 8 years now.
I don't know.
Wow.
0 for 3, Dum Dum Lori. You're a little rusty.
Let's try this one. Dum Dum Lori.
Hey, it's been a while.
Dum Dum Lori, what is 3 times 7?
Oh, she's not good at math, Galvin. It's a low blow now.
Yeah, I'm not good at math.
Try that one.
Three times seven.
3.
Count it out.
7 times.
Yeah.
Gonna need an answer.
Three times seven.
I don't know.
Take a guess.
Gonna need an answer. Gonna need an educated guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever
you
say,
10?
Yeah, I'm not really good at math, you guys. I don't know math.
She's not very good at math. And the answer we were looking for is 21. One more question. 42 times 0.
That'd be 42 because it's 0. That's 0 because it's
good logic. That is incorrect.
Ooh.
The answer we're looking for is 0.
Dum Dum Lori, how many states are there in the United States?
52.
That is 52. This is incorrect. You are very rusty. You're very rusty.
I know. It's been a long time. Told you I'm not.
I feel like we're working back in the groove, though. Dum Dum Lori, where are the Olympics currently taking place right now?
I don't know. I don't watch much TV.
So that's it. I don't know.
Dum Dum Lori, spell cowhead.
Oh, that's a good. You got this one.
Cowhead.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. That's my girl.
Yeah.
Chemo Shmemo. Yeah. This girl knows what she's doing.
Very nice.
Dum Dum Lori, who is Luke Skywalker's father?
I forget his name. David.
David who? Vader?
Huh?
David Vader?
I don't know if that's his name, but I know it's David something.
David Vader.
I told you, hey, it's been a while, okay?
Hey, listen. I'm just happy to hear from you.
Okay.
Are we going to get to hang out with you anytime soon?
Yeah, we'll be, what time you guys off AM?
Not today. I mean, 10 o'clock. Yeah.
You got my number, just call me.
All right. Hey, I'm really glad you called us. I missed you.
I miss you guys too. That's why I called and especially what's going on.
One time you said I was your best friend. Do you remember that?
Yep. You still are.
You sure?
Yeah, you're my best friend.
Well, yeah, I haven't heard that in so long. I didn't know. I wanted to make sure you still shared the same sentiment.
Yep, it's all good. You're the same, yep.
Now that you're single, maybe we can get a little closer.
Yep.
All right.
Cowhead's my best friend.
Thank you, Dumb and Lori. There you go. All right, well, good hearing from you, Pumpkin.
All right, you too.
All right, bye.
Love you, Lori.
Dum Dum Lori's back.
Yes.
Dum Dum Lori's back. I'm feeling so good about that.
Oh, man.
She was my favorite.
You know, here's the thing is we did think whenever she was going out with Dum Dum Garfunkel and we didn't see her for a little while and she had lost a lot of weight.
Right.
Like, drastically.
We thought it was drugs.
That could be cancer.
That's true. I guarantee you she caught the cancer from Garfunkel. He breathed it in her mouth at night.
Or some of the lice that she had, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Being cancer carriers.
Yeah. Or the mold, or the smoking, or the drugs, or the living in squalor.
We'll try to narrow it down.
Right. Yeah. Alcohol.
Improper diet. Yeah.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.